Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's has all the supplies you need to get your home spring ready, inside and out. Shop Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Plus, renew for the season with select cleaning essentials for under $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We have everything you might want for the end of winter. Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So are you a good neighbor?
I think so.
I'm a great neighbor.
I'm a great neighbor.
Yeah. Great neighbor,
yeah. Say. Absolutely. Yeah.
What makes you great, which is obviously better than good?
I don't throw things at my neighbor's house or paint things.
That so just that makes you good.
Yeah. I don't make noise at weird times.
Just makes you good.
I am always striving to improve the look of the outside of my house rather than make it look worse. You know, sometimes people come in and they start leaving crap all over the yard and it just gets progressively worse and it lowers everybody else's property values. I'm not that guy.
Now, these are still things good. That just make you good.
I don't know. In today's world, I think that makes me pretty great. Also, I'm always willing to lend a hand.
Me too.
They never need me because my neighbors have they're very capable. They're a very capable family. They are like pioneers, but live in a regular suburb. But they can do everything, so they don't need my help for anything. But if they ever needed anything, I would absolutely help them happily.
Very convenient that that's your claim, yeah. Then.
I have helped my other neighbors.
Though. I helped a neighbor within the last 3 days.
I allowed
what'd
my neighbor.
Help him do?
Oh, what'd
the,
you do?
Yeah. The, I pulled in the driveway and I went in the house, and he immediately sent me a text. He's like, hey, do you have a minute? And also, do you know anything about muffler heat shields? And I was like,
been waiting for this muffler.
Yeah, I finally sprung into action. I put my cape on that has a muffler heat shield on the back of it. And I ran over. The heat shield was falling off of their muffler and he didn't know what to do. I was like, I'll just rip it the rest
tear
of the way
it off.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that hot.
No.
I'll tell you what makes me a great neighbor too is my last house. I haven't had to do it because, again, my new neighbors are very capable. But my last neighbor was gone a lot. They worked out of town a lot. And every time it snowed, I would snow blow their driveway and sidewalk.
Okay, that is okay. Now I'm on board with your great neighbor claim.
That's pretty good.
I've done that before,
that's
too.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is apparently unwritten rules of being a neighbor. Steve?
I cut down a 6-foot-tall weed in my neighbor's garden yesterday.
What if it was a plant and they wanted it?
It was not. It was one of those crazy cactus-looking death weeds.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And even though I had heavy leather gloves on, it still stabbed me.
Oh, yeah. Those are devilish weeds.
Okay, these are unwritten rules that would make you an adequate neighbor.
Okay.
Some of these are pretty obvious. Number one, don't steal packages. All right.
Wow. Well,
that's a low bar.
Yeah, that one shouldn't even be. I mean, that should go without saying that you don't get to steal stuff.
I get a point for that.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
I've never stolen a thing from a neighbor.
Never stolen a package.
No.
If you have to park on the street because there's not room in your driveway or whatever, make sure there's room for others to park or at least get through.
Yes. Don't block the roadway with your car. That's
fair enough.
All right. Okay.
Sometimes I'll run into that where people on both sides, even though there's plenty of space to park a little further away, will both park in front of their yards, thus rendering the road a slightly larger than one lane road.
Yeah.
Where you have to watch the mirrors going through. Don't care for that.
Yep. No, that's bad. You got to know where to park.
Full disclosure, I have to take back that point that I got for not stealing packages. When I was 12, I stole a package from my neighbor. And it was a commemorative plate, and it was the worst bit of thievery the world has ever
seen. Did you give it back?
I mean, yeah.
You broke it, didn't you?
No, I did not. I didn't break it. I just peeled it open a little bit and saw that that was it, and that was it.
Wow, this is an interesting conundrum, this text from the Capital Region.
Okay.
I had a neighbor move in 4 years ago. Since then, I have not seen her once, and her car has not moved.
Whoa.
I assume she's dead, but she's quiet and I'm quiet, so it works out.
She assumes you're dead. You assume she's dead. It's perfect. That's the perfect neighbor relationship.
Yeah. We had a neighbor that I only saw maybe two times in 3 years. I saw her. Yeah, I saw her one time walk out to get her mail, and another time I saw her pull into her driveway straight up into the garage, garage door shut.
Wow.
Yeah, she's some people now. Are very, very private.
No, she is. She's dead now.
She really is?
She is.
Yeah. Did she drive out in a hearse?
She drove to church and then died in the parking lot.
Perfect place. Wow. She almost made it.
She was there.
Yeah. She didn't quite get in, so.
She had just tumbled into a hole in the ground. Really completed the circle. That's how you do it. Oh, that's going out in style.
Okay. Do you know, Joe, do you know your neighbors?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
You know their names?
Yes. Oreo.
No. Because I'm the same way. Oh, I know their dog. Your dog.
Yeah.
What's your name? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know their names.
Champ, Buddy, Sport.
Say their names as quickly as you said Oreo.
Lisa, Teddy, Mikey, Mary, Johnny, Bobby.
You live next to the Wahlberg cousins?
Yeah. Why does everybody, they all go by like with the E on the end?
Yeah. What a bunch of misplaced weirdos.
Brittany Lynn. Veronica Marie.
Is that really their names?
No.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
I didn't think it was. That's why I was so eager to make fun of them.
Yeah, one of them's a fighter and the other one is on meth.
So if they'd made a movie about them, they would have to put in the casting announcement, need extra ugly gals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Need Conan O'Brien's sister for her second role. And the other girls from Southie.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
Do you look out for your neighbors?
I guess passively. I mean, if I saw something weird going on, I would notice it.
Let me ask this. Let's say you saw a tree fall and you think it might have fallen on their house. Is it okay to go into their backyard and look?
Absolutely.
I agree.
I mean, if I think somebody's hurt, in fact, that happened, something similar to that happened to me. Was it last summer or the year before? I don't remember. But I was out working in the yard and I knew my neighbor was out mowing the lawn and there was a massive explosion and it scared the crap out of me. And I didn't know what it was, but I knew he was up there. And so I ran all the way to the road.
Yeah.
And it was at that point I saw that he was okay because then he came out too. But he could have been dead because what had happened was we had had some power line issues and stuff. We had had bad storms. And so there was a power line that was drooping down a little bit over the road. And a truck came through and snagged the line.
That would have been awesome to see.
And on both sides of the road, the power poles snapped in two.
That would have been awesome to see.
It was the noise of two power poles snapping at once was unbelievable. But it flew through his yard and flew about 100 100 feet. And if he had been right there, it would have killed him. And he had been there mowing like minutes before.
Yeah. That's a bad thought.
So, yes, I think it's definitely, I would definitely go check on my neighbors.
Let me give you a scenario. Okay?
Yeah.
They're neighbors you know. You've been in their house, not like, you know, a lot, but like once.
Yeah.
And you've heard them comment, we just don't lock our doors. This isn't a neighborhood where you have to lock their doors. You know they're gone. It starts pouring rain, sideways rain. You know, their house is getting soaked because their windows are open. Do you go fix it for them?
I text them first. Yeah. I do not go into people's houses.
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go in. I wouldn't go in.
I think texting them if they say, would you close them? Then I would be like, busy. Because it's raining. I'm not going out in the rain. Close your window. No, I would go do it then.
One time
you wouldn't just go in, right,
no,
Steve?
Not a chance.
How many would you just go in? Way.
I don't know my neighbors well enough to just go in. No. I have had neighbors in the past that I knew well enough that I would have been comfortable doing that. But in my situation now, no, I wouldn't just go in.
I was texted to go into my neighbor's house to look for something. And even that, or I was like on the phone with them, even then I felt weird. It felt strange.
It does feel weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob from Louisiana writes, If you get your neighbor's mail, and when you take it to them, they aren't home, so you think, I'll just put it in the mailbox. And you open up their mailbox and realize your mail is in there. Do you take it? Or do you just leave theirs and let them figure it out?
Wait, what? No, you take your mail.
No, I would take my mail.
I would too. But then I would also be concerned that a neighbor across the street would see me taking mail out of the neighbor's mailbox, so I'd make a show of going, looks like they made an old switcheroo, silly post worker, probably not paid enough salary, just getting my mail out of their box. Nothing wrong here.
No, I wouldn't look suspicious at all.
I wouldn't say anything. I'd just take my mail, give them theirs.
The only thing that I think of when I get my neighbor's mail, which happens like once a week, and I walk over and I put it in there, and I always think, I wonder if anyone does this for me, like, or do they just get my mail and throw it away? Yes. I don't think they would. But if they didn't notice, like, you might just go, oh, this is probably junk mail.
Text, we convinced ourselves that our neighbor, an elderly woman, had passed away. And I called 911 to get a wellness check. And while I was calling on the phone with 911 saying, I'm pretty sure she's dead, she opened the door to her house. Not you, wrong house. See ya, Gladys.
Never mind. Wait, well, you wouldn't want to say never mind to 911 over a dead body.
No, that would be
pretty embarrassing.
I'd kill her just so I wouldn't have to say no to 911.
Yeah, and who would suspect you? You're the one who called.
Yeah, it's the perfect crime. Actually, it's not really a crime if you're doing it so you don't have to fib.
Right. It's to save face.
I don't want to look bad.
You don't want me to look stupid, do you?
This says an unwritten rule is find out if your neighbors would like a heads up before you mow the lawn, start a campfire, or grill.
Grill?
Mow the lawn?
I do that like 5 times a week. I got to knock on... like 5 different doors and be like, hey, gonna make some burgers.
I think just having situational awareness enough to go, now would not be a good time to do this because, like, there are a lot of times where, like, I live in a more rural setting. The yards are a little bit bigger. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And so, like, having a burn pile is not a big deal. But if it's a really nice day where I go, this is a day people would have windows open, I won't do this today. Like, that's how I think I'm a good neighbor.
Right.
I'm conscientious of what other people might be doing. Or if I know, like, I was going to have a big burn pile another day, and my neighbors were having, it turned out it was a graduation party for one of their kids, and I go, I can't do this now.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Smoke them out like bees.
Yeah, I mean.
I would, if my neighbors want to grill any time of day, all the time, sounds great. Because I enjoy going outside and smelling stuff. Like that. And if you want to have a campfire, I don't care. Just don't burn, like, you know, use diapers and car tires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless that's your thing. Definitely. I really don't care about that either.
But that doesn't happen. No one just burns garbage. No one mows too early.
Not usually.
It doesn't bother me. I'm up early.
Not usually, though. But, like, to me, if there's sunlight, knock yourself out. Like, if I'm still asleep, but it's after 6 a.m. on a weekend, I don't care.
No.
I wouldn't notice it anyway. I'd sleep through it. I sleep through my alarms half the time. Yeah.
That's a good point.
How am I going to notice a lawnmower buzzing across the street?
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.